This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I also think there's a part of this that Jimmy Haslam didn't want the headline to turn into, instead of won't take 10-minute Zoom call with Myles Garrett, he didn't want it to be Haslam says won't trade Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's people tell Cleveland.com and Mary Kay Cabot that, and then all of a sudden, Jimmy Haslam seems like he's meddling again. And all of a sudden, Jimmy Haslam seems like he won't let Andrew Berry and company do their job, which, as you can tell, in recent years has been a fractured point between the three of them. And I threw Di Podesta in there as well.
I just think if the end goal here for the Browns, or if they
view... Do you like how I gave the fake news to the news that hasn't actually happened? I gave it a tribute. Listen. Mary Kay did not report that, guys. That was me attributing news that has not happened to Cleveland.com. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the clarification is important, because if somebody just turned on the radio, they're now like scrambling to go to Twitter and see if Mary Kay tweeted. So
next time I'll just attribute you.
Yeah, that's fine. Then maybe I'll get a follower or two out of it. I just think if the end goal for the Browns is they want Myles Garrett back in the building playing next year at a high level and all those different things. Like, if they view that as what they're trying to accomplish here, I just don't know like what good this getting out does. There's nothing. I mean, I guess you could make it worse if you have a face-to-face meeting with him, but like, you give the star player of the team like the courtesy of like, hey, let's just sit down and have a conversation and see what you like, see where you're at and talk about. Like, it just feels like it's counterintuitive to what you're trying to accomplish if the end goal is to not like if they keep trying to tread water with the idea that we think we can get him back on board. We don't want to ruffle, like, they clearly don't want to ruffle feathers more if that's what they're trying to accomplish. Not, like, Jimmy Haslam not sitting down with him isn't going to help that cause. And I would imagine if you asked Andrew Berry, if he wants a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, should he get one? He'd probably say, like, yeah, you know, it's worth having a conversation. Because, again, to my point from last segment, apparently they all talk about these things and they all talk together anyway.
I don't know. If I was Andrew Berry, I'd look at it like it's somebody trying to go over my head. If I was Andrew Berry, I'd be like, I said publicly, I'm not trading you. I've told you in private.
But they don't care about that, apparently.
I've told you in private, I'm not trading you. You're running into a brick wall. And I think that's what Myles knows. Myles knows he's run into a brick wall when it comes to having a convo with Andrew Berry about this, because Andrew Berry's got to keep his job. This is him going above and trying to get the right answer, the answer that Myles Garrett wants. There's a part of me that respects that this is what Jimmy Haslam did. If he believes in Andrew Berry as much as he did, yes, I do think it's part of him divorcing himself from the responsibility of it all. But it is a clear-cut signal to Andrew Berry that you get to do your job and I'm not going to meddle in it.
But I also think, like, again, if the goal is to keep Myles Garrett, and I'm assuming that Jimmy Haslam doesn't want to, like, you know, I'm assuming Jimmy Haslam at least believes that. Like, that they don't want to trade Myles Garrett. And I understand what you're saying about Berry being the fall guy at the end of all this. But, like, I don't think he would, like, sabotage it so poorly that he'd be like, you know what, I'm just going to clean my hands of it and make it all on Andrew Berry what that decision is. Like, if they're at least all agree, we want Myles Garrett to stay here and that stance isn't changing, like, how does he not realize that it would do more good and trying to accomplish that by simply having a meeting with him than it would to blow him off and be like, yeah, we're not going to do this. Like, maybe that just makes it worse.
But maybe he doesn't even want to give Miles the courtesy. Maybe he's like, you know our stance. We've spoken publicly about what we believe. Why do I even owe you the courtesy when every time I turn around, you're talking to another media outlet about how much you hate us, about how you don't think we're run properly, and how you don't think we have any direction in the future? Like, there's a part of Jimmy Haslam, I believe, just I'm putting myself in his shoes for a second. If I'm in Jimmy Haslam's shoes, I feel very disrespected about how Myles Garrett has gone about this whole entire process, where all he's done is call this whole organization incompetent with no future ahead of itself. And even if that's the right read by Myles Garrett, and I think it is the right read by Myles Garrett, it doesn't mean all of a sudden you're making friends when I'm the owner. Like, maybe I owed you something when you were the best player on my team and I thought you were winning something for me. But the moment you start disrespecting the future of the team, everyone involved with the team, because it is disrespectful by Miles, though, the way he talks about this team moving forward. And if I'm Andrew Berry, I take disrespect in that. If I'm Jimmy Haslam, I take disrespect in that. So maybe it's just...
But all this just makes me feel like then, like, the goals aren't the same. Like, Andrew Berry keeps saying that the goal is that Miles is going to be here next year and he's going to play, and you know that they love Miles and all these different things.
Yeah.
But if, like, what you're describing just sounds like, okay, he's done enough to upset the ownership and the team that they're now just like, we don't really care what happens to Miles Garrett. We're just gonna dig in and, like, make him more mad. Like, but again, because I'm operating on the premise that the goal is that they want him to be back happy and
yeah.
They, you know, they're clearly willing to pay him. That's the other thing.
Which seems really hard right now, though.
Even after he said all those things, they're still willing to make him the highest paid defensive player in the game. Like,
well, maybe Jimmy's worried he's going to say something really mean and nasty to Miles right now that he can't come back from. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe it's like the email you don't send, but you type it out and you just delete it.
Maybe he knows. Maybe he knows. Right now, both sides are very heated. Both sides have a strong opportunity of saying something they don't really mean.
And we don't have that side of the story either. Like, I do want to give the Browns the benefit of the doubt here of, like, Miles and Miles Camp are telling this story this way where they're like, we got denied a meeting. For all we know, maybe Jimmy Haslam's like, well, I'm out of town for a couple weeks, but when I'm back in town... Yeah, like, let's talk about trying to sit down, and they're just using it as like, oh, he was denied a meeting with the owner. He's too busy for him right now. Like, so again, I don't know that that's the case. This isn't, again, me reporting anything. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Like, there could be another side of the story that we haven't heard. But again, I it doesn't feel like for an organization that talks about being in lockstep and everybody's on the same page, the motives or the outcome of Haslam simply just not granting Myles Garrett a meeting doesn't seem to add up to what the team is telling you they actually want to accomplish.
It's turned into a cluster bleep, which is exactly what I think Myles Garrett wanted it to turn into. In the stages of everything, this is what he was asking for. He was asking for people like me that have a platform and talk about the Browns daily and other national people as well and people like yourself as well that have an outlet that you use daily. He wanted all of us to come around to the idea that he was never going to play for the Browns. He's very angry at the Browns. He never wants to do this again, and he wants out. And you know what? Again, by saying you're missing games, by going at it this way, he's converted me to actually believing he won't do that, which is not something I can say I would have believed 48 hours ago.
Well, what's also kind of interesting from the Miles side,
what he wanted.
The other thing that's interesting from the Miles side of this is that not so long ago, I remember when Jimmy Haslam gave like his vote of confidence for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, like during the season. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Diana Rossini had like the somebody had like a report that like, yeah, he's continuing to tell everybody he can, or maybe it was Aditi, like, he's telling everybody he's going to bring these guys back. And then Miles was asked about that the next week. And he literally had an answer in his – I actually should look this up. He had an answer where he was like, yeah, you know, as long as those guys are part of this organization, like, I feel good about the direction of the team. And then, like, a month later, he's like, yeah, never mind, I want to.
Yeah, yeah. No, he flip-flopped. Yeah, it was not great. 216-474 to below 92. Dave in a car. What's up, Dave?
Hey, you still there?
We're here, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
What's up, man?
I'm going to take you off the car.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you.
Because I'm actually already home. I was on so long, but that's okay.
Sorry about that, Dave.
No, you're good. I'm agreeing, but yet disagreeing with a few things. I think Haslam's doing the right thing, but probably not the right way. I didn't even know it was he denied a Zoom call. He should have probably took that and then, you know, said, hey, let's, you got to talk to Berry about this. Because Haslam knows he's got to show he's not the meddler like, other owners. You know, I mean, he's got the label of being a meddler, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I think he's trying to step away. And, you know, he had everything to do with Deshaun getting here, really, I feel. The whole thing. And one other thing I wanted to mention, though, too. Yeah. Didn't Miles he was down. And wasn't he part of the reason that Mayfield's gone?
Yeah, there was a lot. And I appreciate the call, Dave. There was a lot in the locker room that happened there between the two of them. And we just leave that there. But, yeah, he clearly was a part of it. I'm not going to say he's the entirety of it, though.
Patch, small percentages.
It weighed into the equation. Patrick and Hudson, you're up next. Quickly, Patrick, what's on your mind?
Fellas, thanks for taking me. No, honestly, JP, you said something earlier. I agree with you. I honestly think Haslam is kind of doing what I would hope he would do. We've only said all along, Haslam, stop butting in to football operations that don't concern you. And I think it's a horrible look on Myles Garrett that nobody's talking about. Your superior, the guy that you talked to, already told you no. Dude, we're not trading you. All right? So, like, you need to get over it. So he just goes above him and then talks to that. I think, again, Miles has played this thing terribly from the start, and he's going to get nowhere fast with it.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. See, appreciate you, man.
But part of me, though, JP, like, you know, that's the old saying, a tiger doesn't change its stripes, right? Like, if I was your co-host here at Afternoon Drive, and I told you every day.
You have been this week.
That is true. Three of the five days. But if I told you every day, like, either at 1:30, like to help with show prep, and then I don't get here till 1:58, and I do that like every day, and then there's one day where I show up at like 1:30, and I actually make it on the time I say I'm gonna make it. Does that all of a sudden like change? Like, do you just drop your perspective of me? Like, you'd still be like, he did it one time, but he's still the guy that shows up 2 minutes before the show actually starts. Like, just because he does this one time doesn't mean that he's not going to be labeled a meddler.
I would tell everyone around the station how badly you suck. Is how that would go.
That's what I'm saying.
I would tell everyone around.
That's what people are still going to say about Jimmy Haslam.
I would talk about you all day. I can't believe it. He doesn't show up till 1:58. I don't know how this happens. Although I was 20 minutes late to a meeting that we planned today. I was talking to Keith, though. We were doing important meeting things. I'm the greatest. I call a meeting, and then I'm 20 minutes late to my own meeting, and neither you or Jake said anything at all about it. You guys just were like, okay, it's fine.
Just roll with the punches.
Didn't even text me to be like, hey, you coming over or anything? You're like, he'll get here.
We figured you'd get here eventually.
I know he'll get here. He's doing something. He'll get here. And we got there. Coach Riz, he's going to get there with us with the latest on Myles Garrett. And also, we're going to throw another quarterback conversation into the mix with a new Albert Breer report as well. Big 6 o'clock hour. It's Spencer German, Jonathan Peterlin, Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.